Yeah.
Okay, we're doing the Rambam Migel Teiman. We're up to page Kuf Chaf Vav in the Masada of Kuk edition. The Rambam had said that in our history we faced three types of challengers. There were those who tried to force conversions. There were those who came with philosophical or religious claims. And then there were those who tried to make believe like they were the real Jews. And in so doing, saying, oh, God sent me to tell you how he wants you to be Jews. And these are the three types of attacks we've undergone through our exile. The Rambam says, Ushloshet ha-maririm eile, and these three who have come to try and usurp us, klomar, hakat ha-anasim, hakat ha-tonet ha-anot, hakat ha-mitdama le-datenu, be it the group that tries to force conversions, be it the group that has all kinds of philosophical claims, be it the group that tries to make believe like they're the real thing and they're just coming to tell us how to do it right. Kulan yovedu, says the Rambam, they're all going to be lost. They're not going to last. V'im tere lehem shum gvura v'nitzachon b'shum zman, and if you see that there's a time in history where they seem to be victorious, where they seem to be successful, where they seem to have might, lo ta'amod lehem ha'gvura ahi v'lo yarich lehem ha'nitzachon ahu, it's not going to last. Now the Rambam already told us that it's going to be quite a while before that time in which it's not going to last. Daniel was told that they're going to seem like they have limitless success. But at the end of the day, it's not going to last. And that's what our Creator blessed be He, decreed upon us and promised us. That at any time when the enemies set out laws to try and annihilate our religion, or they find themselves being attacked, there's pogroms, Hashem says, yes, there will be such times, but ultimately I will remove it. That's what King David said with the spirit of prophecy. He's speaking on behalf of the nation. In Psalms, King David sometimes speaks as though he is the voice of the nation. And so David HaMelech, representing the nation, says the following as he is in place of the people. As though the people who have suffered so at the hands of their enemies, as though they're the ones talking. Ufshot mimshaltam aleinu mitchilateinu. David is expressing our feelings after we've had so many nations from the time from the onset of Judaism we've been attacked. And nonetheless they have not been able to annihilate us. Even though they chase us and they make decrees to annihilate our religion and they make decrees to make us suffer. Nonetheless, King David said, representing the people of Israel, what did he say about all this? He said, Rabat Seraruni min Urai Yomana Israel. Israel says, I've been so afflicted from the time I was young. Rabat Seraruni min Urai, they've afflicted me so much from the time I was young. Gam lo yacheluli, but they have not overcome me. They keep trying, and it's been ever present, but they haven't succeeded. So the Rambam's writing to these people in persecution, and the Rambam says, look, you're not the first. And I have no reason to believe you're the last. But you have to remember what David HaMelech said. Lo yacheluli. They've never taken me down. The people of Israel are eternal. Ve'atem acheinu. Ha'inchem yodin. You are brethren. Don't you know? Shebimei Nebuchadnezzar ha-rashay echichut Yisrael avod avodah zarah. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked, they forced the Jewish people to worship idolatry. There were only four Jews who were able to escape this forced service of the idol. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And what happened ultimately? God annihilated Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar's laws, Nebuchadnezzar's ways of life, they went down the drain. And the truth prevailed. Yeah. Same thing happened to us during the period of the Second Temple. When the Greek kingdom overcame The wicked Greeks, v'gazru shemadot gedolot umshunot al Yisrael le'abed adat. They decreed all kinds of weird decrees against us. They decreed to try and annihilate our religion. V'gazru aleim chilul haShabbat. They decreed they must desecrate the Sabbath. U'la'afir brit milah. And they should cease to do the covenant, the circumcision. Every Jew had to have written on his garment that he has nothing to do with Hashem, the God of Israel. And every Jew had to engrave it into the horn of his ox. And then use that ox. And it was about 52 years that they had this decree on the Jewish people. But what happened ultimately? We're a people that has a long vision, we're long-winded. Ultimately, their rulership went down. And the Greek mythology, the Greek beliefs, they went down the tubes. And we find our sages often say in the Talmud, it once happened that they made a decree and the rabbi's reaction was, this is what you should do. Each time the Talmud describes a different occurrence, but the Talmud keeps calling it, it once happened that they decreed. We view it as, it happened here, it happened there. The shalom al Yisrael. But peace be upon Israel. They made a decree, and God ultimately annulled the decree. And even the one who made the decree, ultimately he went down the drains of history too. This is what we discussed last night. That Chazal gave us a perspective. Chazal said, you have to look beyond the moment. The people of Israel are eternal. The decrees that are upon them are not. Whenever things go bad, we feel like this is the way it's always going to be. And Chazal gave us perspective. Shemada avida debatel. Their decree will not be forever. And that's a perspective. Even the exile in Egypt, 210 years, it seemed like an eternity. It's not forever. Shemada avid debatel. Their decree will finish. And the Holy One, blessed be He, promised our forefather, our patriarch, Yaakov, peace be upon him. Even though the nations will afflict his people, even though they will afflict his seed, they will force put them into forced servitude. They will overcome them. But the nation will continue to exist. And those that put them in forced servitude, they will pass from the world. They will be lost. As God says, your seed will be like the earth of the ground. What does that mean? Klomar, as if to say, even though they're being trampled on, like dust. Everyone steps on the dust. Sof sheyigberu v'natzeichu. Ultimately, they will win. V'chen al derech hamashal. And so you have the allegory, כמו שאפר באחריתו, יעלה על הדור ישים אותו וישר הוא. Just as the dust is something you spend your whole life walking on. But who's on top at the end? The dust is on top. והדור ישים אותו לא יעמדו. All those people who step on the dust, ultimately they're buried in it, and the dust gets the upper hand.
Awesome.
So the prophet Isaiah, peace be upon him, he told us in the name of God, that this nation, throughout the period of exile, if someone thinks, I'll overcome them, I will force them to do what I want. So it's possible he will succeed. But ultimately, Hashem saves them. Ultimately, Hashem removes their illness and their pain. Shekin amar, as the prophet Isaiah said, Chazut kasha ugadli. I saw a difficult vision. Haboged boged, vashoded shoded. If one wants, he can commit treason. If one wants, he can plunder. Ali Eilam Tzurim Madai Kolan Chatai Shbati. But ultimately Hashem says, all these nations that put you down, I will bring your sighing to an end. The sighing will cease. V'chen yivtichanu abrua li yedei nevienu, shelo novad, ve'lo yaseh imanu kleya, ve'lo nasu lo'olam miliyot uma chasida. We were promised through our prophets. God promised us we will not be annihilated. We will not be lost. And we will not cease to be a nation that is pious. Meaning physically we'll be here, and religiously we'll be here. It's not going to change. And just as God cannot cease to exist, so too the people of Israel cannot cease to exist. As the prophet says in the final prophecy of the Tanakh, the prophecy of the prophet Malachi, who prophesied in the period of the beginning of the Second Temple, Ki'ani Hashem lo shaniti, v'atem bnei Yaakov lo chilitem. I, God, I haven't changed. And you, the sons of Jacob, you haven't been annihilated. God is aligning the two. Just as I don't change, you don't cease to exist.
How do you get annihilated from chilitem? I'm just curious. How did you get...
Kala. Kala means to annihilate, to wipe out. The chalot.
Yeah? I got it.
It's we just added in the parish. Kala, gereshi, gereshi,
וכמו כן בישרנו והאמיץ אותנו יתברך שמו שנמנע אצלו לימוס אותנו בכללנו.
And he gave us another good prophecy. Not only will we continue living, not only will we continue being the pious nation, but we're also told that God will never be fully disgusted with the Jewish people. The people will always have favor in Hashem's eyes as a people. Hashem could sometimes be upset at us, but it's never over. Our relationship is eternal. Even though we do anger him, we do transgress his commandments. That's what the prophet in Jeremiah says. Hashem, so says Hashem. If you could measure the heavens above and figure out the depths of the earth below, so too I would be disgusted with the seed of Israel for all they've done. Has anyone finished measuring the heavens? Not yet. And the same idea we were promised in the Torah through Moshe, alav ha-shalom, sheken katav, ואף גם זאת ביותם בארצו יביהם, לא מאסתים ולא גלתים לחלותם, להפר בריתי איתם, כי אני השם לא קיים. Hashem says, we were promised by Hashem, even when they'll be exiled, even when they'll be punished. And this pasuk is written at the conclusion of the curses. Hashem says in Parshas Bechukosai, if the people do not live up to the Torah, there's a whole slew of curses waiting. And after Hashem says all of that, he says, but you should know, even though the temple will be destroyed, the land will be destroyed, the people will be exiled, nonetheless, I will never be disgusted with them. I will never say I want to have nothing to do with them, and I will never annihilate them. I will never renege on my treaty with them. I am Hashem, their God. The connection between us is eternal. V'atem achenu, so you are brethren. Chizku v'imtzu, strengthen yourself externally, internally. V'yishanu al ha'psukim eila amitiyim, and you should be supported by these true verses. V'aliyavilu etchem ha'shmadot im tachfu etchem. Don't be scared by these terrible decrees, even if they seem to be coming without any pause. They're coming back to back. V'aliyavchid etchem tokif yad ha'oyev alechem. And although the enemy seems to be so powerful over you, don't be scared by it. V'chulshat umateinu, and even though our nation seems so weakened, שכל העניין הזה אינו רק ניסיון ובחינה, because all of this is just a test. Yes.
So that means that I can do whatever I want. Hashem will always be by my side anyway.
It will be by the Jewish people's side, not you.
No.
The promise is that the people as a whole will always exist.
No, because I'm always a chelek of Am Yisrael.
Right, but you see, certain parts of Am Yisrael were annihilated. Certain individuals
are taken to task, the people, even if they sin, Hashem says, I'm always connected. I might have to punish. There was a destruction. We're warned that there's punishment for sins. But the people's connection to Hashem is eternal. So this is but a test, la'arot emunatchem v'chibatchem ba'olam, to show how faithful you are, how much love you have to Hashem. The whole world sees it. V'shelo yachziku v'dat ha'emet b'itot keilu el ha'chachamim yira Hashem mizera Yaakov, hazera tov v'anaki. And this is also to show that at trying times like these, the only ones that hold on to the truth are those wise men, those that fear Hashem, the descendants of Jacob, the pure, clean descendant seed of Jacob. Shneimar aleihem, as the prophet says about them, uvasridim asher Hashem koreh. They are the remnants that Hashem calls upon. They are the ones Hashem gathers. Uve'el shem yechidim. The prophet says, we're not going to be a big nation. We are called the individuals. These are the people whose forefathers stood at Sinai, heard God speak, and they took hold, they took a part, and they are faithful to the covenant. And they accepted upon themselves to live in accordance with the covenant, live in accordance with the tradition, with the Torah. And that's what they declared. We will do whatever Hashem says. And they accepted responsibility that they would live this way, their offsprings, the future generations would live this way. Sheken katuv, that's what the verse says. Lanu ulvanenu adonam. We accept this for us and our children till eternity. And the Creator, blessed be He, promised us, like one who co-signs a loan. And we don't need any more guarantees than God's guarantee. God promised us, Vodianu, and let us know, that whoever stood by Sinai, שמאמינים בנבואות משה רבנו בכל מה שבא לידו, הם ובניהם ובניהם עד עולם. They will always be faithful to the prophecies of Moshe, the generations to come. Shekin amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God says to Moshe at Sinai. We're about to read it. Next week's parsha. 2 weeks parsha. Hine anochi ba'i lecha be'av ha'anan. I'm coming to you in the thickness of a cloud. Yeah. I want the nation to hear that I speak to you. And this will cause that they believe in you, Moshe, for eternity. So Hashem promises him that this is the way it's going to play itself out. That's why we have to know. If someone reneged on the faith, so that's a reflection on the fact that he doesn't come from them. Our sages say, if someone's doubting the prophecies, you should know that his forefathers didn't stand at Sinai, because that would have affected him. He wouldn't be where he is today. God should save us and you. Notice the Rambam doesn't take it for granted that he's going to stand firm. He says, may we all be saved from doubt, and distance us and you from the thoughts that could bring a person to doubt and stumbling. So, what did we see today? The Rambam said, all these groups that challenge us, they're not going to last. We have to be able to be long-winded. We have to know that our history is replete with people who thought they'd annihilate us and were unsuccessful. And the prophets already told us this would come. We saw this in the days of the Greeks. They forced conversions in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. But all of them are written in history, and we're still alive and kicking. And even though there will be a time when you see the others succeed, it's like the dust that you step on throughout your life, but ultimately the dust is on top. At the same token, the Jewish people are being trampled on time and again, but ultimately they will be on top. And the Navi says, Hashem promised us that it's an impossibility that Hashem will hate us. It's an impossibility that we will be annihilated. It's an impossibility that we will cease to be the pious nation that we are. And so we should strengthen ourselves with these verses and stand up to the challenge, because we are promised that we will ultimately succeed.